I'm Claire Donnelly from KGOU. A previously undocumented group of cicadas has emerged in Oklahoma. Until now, the group, called Brood 8, had only been spotted in parts of Ohio, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia. I talked with Robert Sanders, an Oklahoma naturalist who's been helping to locate and map the insects. So tell me a little bit about Brood 8.
Brood 8 is a 17-year cicada. There's only one species in it. It's called Magicicada cassini. A brood number is assigned to periodical cicadas depending on what year they come out. They're really good about emerging the same day every 17 years. But if they come out of sync, they're called stragglers. And most stragglers come either 4 years early or 4 years late. Our biggest brood in Oklahoma is Brood 4, and it came out in 2015. So this is likely a brood that established itself from a few individuals that stayed 4 years late.
What do these cicadas look like?
They are all black with bright orange wings and dark and bright red eyes. They look nothing like the cicadas we're used to seeing.
Why do you think nobody had found them before?
For something that comes out and makes a lot of noise for just a couple of weeks every 17 years, it's easy to go unnoticed and undocumented. You know, people just chalk it up to, hey, the bugs are noisy right now, and then it's gone.
So I think we have a recording of the new Brood 8 one. That's the courtship song?
So the way that they communicate is the male will sing his typical song, and only male cicadas sing. So for everyone you hear, there's a female out there that you don't hear. And during a specific point in his song, if an interested female nearby likes what she hears, she will flick her wings, and it makes kind of like a little light snapping. When he hears that, he knows, hey, there's a girl of my species that is interested in my song. So then he will sing a different song, which is called Courtship 2. And that repeats the spot where she will flick her wings to let him know she's really interested. So the courtship 3 is what really gets them close together. That's their happy dance song. Whenever all these periodicals are in a tree, it just sounds like it's just mayhem out there.
And how many species of cicada does Oklahoma have that we know of?
We have 41 species. Only three other states in the country have more cicadas than we do. Number one is California. Kind of boring because there aren't that many genre or variations in size and color. Second is Texas, and Texas probably has the best variety, along with Oklahoma, of genre and sizes and colors and a variety of different types of calls. Arizona is third, and they're kind of boring, just like California.
How should people who want to hear the new Brood 8, how should they go try to listen to them?
The best place to go would be down by Lawton, North Lawton, because it's easy. You just take I-44, go southwest towards Lawton, get off on the Medicine Park exit, and then go back to the east underneath the highway and veer to the left, and there is a creek right there, and there right there on the street you can listen from your car, get out and listen. You can hold them and get up and close and personal with them.
Any particular time of day?
Yes. The best time of day is probably when it's hottest, so I'd say 1 to 3.
Robert Sanders, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you. Go watch cicadas.
That's Oklahoma naturalist Robert Sanders. He's helping to map a previously undocumented group of cicadas in the state. You can see pictures of the insects on our Instagram at KGOU News or on our website, kgou.org.